From KALW, this is Sights and Sounds, your weekly guide to the Bay Area art scene through the eyes and ears of local artists. I'm Janae Darden. My guest this week is award-winning film director Abby Ginsberg. Hey, Abby!
Hey, Janae!
Abby's latest film is Barbara Lee, Speaking Truth to Power. And right now, we're going to hear her art suggestions for things to see, hear, and do at home or around the Bay.
You got to give the people
First up is the novel Yellow Wife by Sadiqua Johnson. The story is about Phoebe Dolores Brown, a mixed-race enslaved woman from a Virginia plantation who didn't experience the same hardships as other slaves. Although she was promised freedom on her 18th birthday, instead she ends up enslaved in a prison that is so inhumane it's called Devil's Half Acre. And there's a complicated relationship between her and the cruel jailer. This is based on a true story. Abby, so have you read the book? And what are your thoughts on it?
For me, why I loved it is it transports you into the lives of these characters. So you are just with them. You are with Phoebe. You are with the people she loves. You are with the people she hates. And I just want to say, like, as we're coming to grips with the 400 plus years of slavery that we've been dealing with, this is a deep dive into the experience from an enslaved woman's point of view. And so I just feel like, you know, rather than reading about facts and figures, you know, let's read about the inner life of some of the people that went through it. And my hat is off to Sadiqua Johnson for her ability to have found Phoebe's voice and to have stayed with it for, you know, 300 pages. I think it's a remarkable read and one that anybody who's interested in the legacy of slavery should consider picking up.
Yeah, and I definitely encourage people to just look up on how Sadiqua even found this story, because that's amazing too. That's The Yellow Wife by Sadiqua Johnson. Okay, we're going to go from the plantation to the Black Panthers. Your next pick is the Mini Museum in Oakland. This 1,000-square-foot pop-up honors the work of the Black Panther Party in Oakland. The West Oakland Mural Project hosts this, and you can't miss the location of the museum because there is a huge, beautiful mural on the building of women from the Black Panther Party. Abby, have you visited?
I have. I loved it. And I mean, first of all, just even going just to see the mural on the building is worth the trip. Mm-hmm. But going inside, what's great about it is that it's really quick to go through. And they've done a great job of just somehow curating the work that the Black Panthers did in the community. So you see the work around clinics, you see the work around the free breakfast program, you see the work around giving out food. You really get to appreciate how the Black Panthers met the needs of the Black community when the government or the city in, you know, of Oakland and the county of Alameda were ignoring the fact that people were living in poverty and really needed help.
That's the Mini Museum, and you have to purchase tickets in advance of your visit and go to westoaklandmuralproject.org. Abby, your final pick is the documentary Not Going Quietly, and it's about activist Addie Barkin. After being diagnosed with ALS, he takes a trip across the country with a motley crew of activists, and they demand healthcare justice. They start a movement called Be a Hero, and Addie interviews President Joe Biden, Vice President Kamala Harris, and other top leaders. Have you seen the film?
I have seen the film, and here is a guy who is losing his ability to speak. He is, you know, in a wheelchair. He is losing, I mean, he's lost all motor function, basically. Mm-hmm. And his voice is getting weaker and weaker as time goes by in the film. And he is on a journey to get this country to pay attention to what people who are disabled and increasingly disabled by a disease like ALS need from the healthcare system. And it is inspiring. It is motivating. It'll, you know, for those of us who don't have ALS, we will be asking ourselves, and what did I do recently, you know, to bring about change in this country for the better? And lastly, his son, who was in the film, he has like a 3-year-old son who puts in appearances throughout the film. Oh. It's one of the cutest stars I have ever seen in a documentary. So I say for him alone, you could enjoy the film. But it's a very moving, inspirational, and important film, especially at this moment in time in America.
Okay, well, I like cute kids and stories about activism. So that's the film Not Going Quietly, playing at the Embarcadero Theater in San Francisco. I've been speaking with film director Abby Ginsberg. Check out her film, Barbara Lee, Speaking Truth to Power, on iTunes. To learn more about any of the things you heard about today, visit kalw.org. And make sure to subscribe to the Sights and Sounds podcast, which is available wherever you get your podcasts. This episode of Sights and Sounds was engineered by James Rowlands and produced by me. I'm Janae Darden.